Texas seizes enough fentanyl to kill everyone in U.S., Mexico, Canada. Texas border business. Austin, Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard continue to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 530,600 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 50,000 criminal arrests, with more than 43,000 felony charges. In the fight against the fentanyl crisis, Texas law enforcement has seized over 622 million lethal doses of fentanyl, enough to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States, Mexico, and Canada combined during this border mission. Texas has decreased illegal crossings into the state by 87% due to our historic border security mission. Fewer illegal crossings into Texas means fewer migrants to transport to sanctuary cities. Since the start of Texas's transportation program, the state has transported over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 45,900 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 36,900 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,400 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 19,200 migrants to Denver since May 2023, over 1,500 migrants to Los Angeles since June 2023. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the federal government's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott. Texas continues to reinforce border barriers to deter illegal immigration. Over the weekend, Governor Abbott shared photos on X, formerly known as Twitter, of Texas National Guard soldiers reinforcing border barriers along the southern border. Texas continues to work around the clock to bolster the state's border barriers to deter and repel illegal immigration. Governor Abbott. Texas installs more border wall in Maverick County. On Monday, Governor Abbott took to X to share footage of the ongoing border wall construction in Maverick County. Texas is the first and only state in the U.S. to build its own border wall. Watch. DPS apprehends human smuggler, illegal immigrants in Webb County. The driver of a GMC Sierra led DPS troopers on a high-speed pursuit on I-35 in Webb County this week. During the pursuit, the driver, Jose Carranza Jr., from San Antonio, crashed into another vehicle and continued to evade. Troopers successfully deployed a tire deflation device, causing Carranza to stop. He bailed out and evaded toward the brush. After a short search, DPS troopers located and arrested Carranza and discovered the GMC Sierra was reported stolen out of Austin. Carranza is charged with evading arrest, unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, reckless driving, failure to stop and render aid, and four counts of smuggling of persons with the likelihood of serious bodily injury or death. All four illegal immigrants, from Mexico, were referred to Border Patrol. Watch. DPS discovers 12 illegal immigrants, arrest human smuggler. On Wednesday, during a traffic stop on I-35 Webb County, the driver of a truck tractor semi-trailer gave consent to a DPS trooper to search his vehicle. Upon searching the vehicle, the trooper discovered 12 illegal immigrants, including a 16-year-old juvenile, being smuggled in the sleeper area. The DPS trooper arrested the driver and passenger of the vehicle, Armando Vila and June Olivo, both from Laredo, and charged them with 11 counts of smuggling of persons and one count of smuggling of persons under the age of 18. The group of 12 illegal immigrants from Mexico were referred to Border Patrol. DPS apprehends four Turkish special interest illegal immigrants, human smuggler. This week, a DPS brush team apprehended four illegal immigrants of special interest from Turkey in Mission. The group was being guided by an illegal immigrant from Mexico. The four Turkish nationals were referred to Border Patrol, and their guide was arrested for smuggling of persons. Texas National Guard turned back 62 illegal immigrants. Last week, Texas National Guard soldiers used advanced technology to stop illegal activity along the southern border. In a single day, M2S2 operators used a combination of ground surveillance radar and thermal imaging to detect and turn back 62 migrants who entered Texas illegally from Mexico. The Modular Mobile Survey System, or M2S2, enhances the Texas National Guard soldiers' ability to effectively target transnational criminals with infrared, high-definition camera and radar. Texas National Guard soldiers continue to use every tool and strategy, including advanced technology, to deter and repel migrants attempting to enter the country illegally. Texas National Guard apprehends 9 illegal immigrants. Last week, Texas National Guard soldiers assigned to Operation Lone Star worked with DPS troopers to apprehend 9 criminals who crossed into Texas illegally from Mexico. While Texas National Guard soldiers were conducting a routine patrol, soldiers spotted a group of illegal immigrants attempting to climb over multiple fences along the Texas-Mexico border. Soldiers and DPS troopers used strategic tactics to surround and apprehend them. Watch. Operation Lone Star personnel prepare forces for mass migration emergencies. This week, the Texas National Guard conducted migration operational readiness exercises with DPS and other law enforcement partners in Mission. Texas Task Force East, Strike Team acts as a quick reaction force to provide rapid response in the event of mass migration emergencies. We made a clear statement that this is the border, this is the line, this is our house, we control our house, said 1LT. Jacob Egiman. We are going to maintain our border and work together with our law enforcement partners to control who is coming in and to protect our communities.